Bridget McKenzie is the Deputy Nationals Leader and Minister for Regional Communications, Rural Health and Sport. She joins me now from our Parliament House studio in Canberra. Minister, good morning.
Good morning, Kim. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Will this year's federal budget have money for the mobile phone black spot program beyond 2020?
Look, I want to deal with the fact that we've got an ambitious program over the coming year of rolling out over 380 mobile towers to communities that right now do not have access to that sort of technology. And we need to make sure that communities like Walhalla, like Aries Inlet, like areas indeed in Cathy McGowan's own electorate, where I'm heading tonight for the High Country Cattlemen's Gathering up in Omeo, that there are black spots out there. That's why our government's just committed $220 million over the period of time we've been in government to get this infrastructure out to the regions.
But specifically, is there going to be money for a round four?
I'm not going to discuss budget proposals on AM in January, Kim, and I think that's quite clever to try and ask, but I don't think we're going to have that conversation.
Are you giving a commitment? But surely you could give a commitment.
What I'm keen on doing is making sure that the commitments we have made, the election promises we have made to not just those that live in coalition seats, that those like in Tasmania, all 11 towers are going to ALP seats. So we made those commitments in the federal elections on areas of need for regional communities, and I'm really looking forward to making sure those communities get access to that infrastructure ASAP.
For those people in regional communities, though, are you aware that they may hear you say this and think, oh, is the government going cold on this idea? Can you give them a commitment that you're committed to the program?
Kim, as a National Party minister and member and senator, I am absolutely committed to making sure that rural and regional Australia has access to 21st century technology. I mean, we've got people out in my communities that are still on ADSL, which people that live in capital city think is a technology of the past in how you access broadband. I am absolutely committed. It's why it's our program.
Does that commitment equal money? Have you got money to back that commitment?
I just look to what we've been able to do since we're in government, and I'm looking forward to getting that technology out in communities and making a real difference to not just economic development, but emergency service provision and educational service provision through the accessing of that technology.
The Victorian government has walked away from the program because it's not happy with how the mobile phone towers are being chosen. Does that undermine the program or threaten its future?
Oh, not at all. I think the priority round, as we said, were election commitments based on areas of need. Areas like in Victoria, Aries Inlet or Anglesey, which whilst you may look at the coverage map that some of the bigger telcos will put out and say, oh, well, you know, Minister, we actually have coverage in that area. But what that map doesn't show you is that over summer, such as right now, Aries Inlet, Anglesey see an eightfold increase in their population. So that infrastructure that exists for the 1,000 people in the district now doesn't support the huge influx of tourists coming out and enjoying those beachside areas.
All right.
Now, we need those tourists for our economic development. If we don't have that infrastructure out there, such as the towers announced in the priority round, they just won't come and we'll lose jobs and our businesses will close. So it's critical.
Okay,
and
Daniel Andrews,
I welcome the additional investment from the Labor government. I hope he has a chat to Bill and gets Bill on board with a national scheme.
All right, Minister, if I can turn to some other areas and other portfolios. As the Minister for Rural Health, you'd be aware there's renewed attention on cyberbullying since the suicide of a teenage girl from the Northern Territory. Do you think mental health services are doing enough to target and support rural kids?
Yeah, look, I think the tragic suicide of Amy Everett really has spoken to so many, not just parents, but those people right across the community that care about the mental well-being of our young people. And that's, I'm really proud that earlier this week, you know, we committed $110 million to institutions like Headspace, like Beyond Blue, like Emerging Minds, that is targeted specifically to their programs for young people. We know cyberbullying is an increasing issue for our young people. The eSafety Commissioner has had over 450 serious cases of cyberbullying already reported to them. I think our mental health providers are doing everything they can, not just to have like Headspace, the drop-in physical infrastructure there and support, but increasingly going into online service provision so that no matter where you are in regional Australia, you will be able to access the help you need if you're feeling under pressure, or you'll be able to help one of your loved ones access the support they need.
Late last year, there was some strife in National Party ranks over the cabinet reshuffle because your leader, Barnaby Joyce, dumped some of his colleagues. There were also rumours of possible defections. What does Barnaby Joyce need to do to ensure the party is united in 2018?
Oh, look, Kim, I can absolutely assure your listeners that the National Party is united. We are really looking forward to hitting the ground running in 2018.
Some of your colleagues don't have a strained relationship with Barnaby Joyce?
Not at all. Not at all. I've spoken to many of my colleagues. I'm heading up to North Queensland, actually, in a couple of weeks to visit a lot of our seats up there and hear about their issues. So I know we are really excited about what we've been able to deliver, but probably more committed than ever to making sure we deliver on the ground and people can see the value of having the National Party in government and Barnaby Joyce as the Deputy Prime Minister.
Right, Bridget McKenzie, thank you very much for speaking with AM today.
Absolute pleasure.
That's Bridget McKenzie. She is the Deputy Nationals Leader and the Minister for Regional Communications, Rural Health and Sport.